Lee Fleischer. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Pleasure. I hear it's your birthday.
Yes, it is my birthday. Yes, it just so happens March the 19th.
And happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you so much. I know a few other people having birthdays today as well, and I wish them happy birthday too, wherever they may be around the New York area. I know they may not even be up yet, but still. But thank you very much, Lee. Dr. Fleischer is the Robert Dunning Drips Professor of Anesthesia and Chair of the Department of Anesthesiology and Critical Care at the University of Pennsylvania Health System, and also Chair of the American Society of Anesthesiologists Ad Hoc Committee on Brain Health. And we're talking about limiting confusion after surgery, and of course the lines are open, 1-877-NYU-DOCS, that's 1-877-698-3627. If you yourself have been through surgery, or you watched a loved one go through it, and you've noticed some changes afterwards in terms of confusion immediately or perhaps even later, days or weeks afterwards, and you have a question for Dr. Fleischer, give us a call, 1-877-698-3627, or perhaps you yourself are preparing for surgery, you have an elective operation coming up, and you have heard about confusion after surgery, the potential for it, and you have a question about what you can do. Give us a call, 1-877-698-3627. The lines are open. So, Dr. Fleischer, tell us a little bit about confusion after surgery. How common is this, and what perhaps are some of the causes that cause confusion after an operation?
Sure. It's actually quite common in the elderly or those with sort of mild cognitive impairment. Both groups are at increased risk. It also depends on the type of surgery, but we see it anywhere from about 20% to 50% in the elderly. The confusion can be anything like delirium, which we used to think is that sort of hypermanic, that agitated sort of state after surgery, but we're beginning to learn that it actually can be sort of a hypomanic or a very quiet state. But if you start asking patients about confusion or questions that ask them about their orientation, it's very clear that they are much less oriented than they were prior to surgery. And the other issue that we at the American Society of Anesthesiologists and anesthesiologists in general are concerned about is that even after that acute state of the confusion, that cognitive changes, that change in memory, that inability to maybe drive as effectively can last for weeks to up to what we believe is about 3 months. We usually see people going back to baseline, even at the extreme at 3 months, although we're starting to ask the question, could it last longer? We can get into that more if you'd like.
Well, this is a very interesting topic because I think a lot of people recognize if they've experienced surgery themselves or seen someone go through it, that, you know, you go through an operation, you have anesthesia, and yeah, there's a little bit of sort of confusion as you're waking up. But I think most people, and not just, you know, members of the general public, but a lot of doctors, clinicians, healthcare providers, they also have this sense that everything goes back to normal. But what you're saying is that in a certain percentage of people, not only does it not go back to normal, but it can last a long time.
Yes, we're actually starting to see this. There's a lot of different reasons. In the acute period, that period right after surgery, it's actually multifactorial. There's the stress of surgery, and we can come back to that. There's the drugs you get, both the anesthetic drugs, but also the drugs you get after surgery when you get home. One of the worst drugs to actually take is Benadryl, which we used to give quite commonly in the elderly, which causes quite a bit of confusion, as well as the narcotics, which with all the concerns about the opiate epidemic, we're trying to give fewer and fewer, as well as benzodiazepines, the Valium-like drugs. So it's not only the drugs that they get in the OR, but they might get for recovery. The other issue, which I'm sure many people are familiar with, is sleep is significantly disturbed when you undergo surgery, both from the effects of surgery and anesthesia itself,